Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me today via vMix is Paris Lily.
Hey, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Paris, it is awesome to have you on the show. And Travis is back yet again, my regular co-host. Brian is planning Gamescom, all of Gamescom. So he is indisposed yet again. Off top of the show, I heard everybody about the trailer, so I'm doing a little bit of a different audio setting so I can monitor audio of the recording through and through. I made one checkbox, and we accidentally played audio during the trailer, but we are set up for it. We've tested it. It's going to be good. I apologize for the audio listeners especially, and thank you everybody who pointed that out so that I can fix it. Anyway, on today's show, guys, basically we're going to be talking about what's going on with the new Solstice of Heroes event and our reactions to it. So, Paris, it's been revealed Solstice of Heroes is coming back. What's all the new stuff that we're going to be able to do and experience during this exciting time?
It looks like we're going back to Earth. We're going back to, the EAD? Is that
European Aerial Zone, EAZ.
Yes. And we're going to do what we did last year and go, you know, defeat the bosses and then have to find all the chests, and then we're going to be able to get our armor and go through all the stuff that we did last year, but they're going to make it a little easier this time to upgrade our armor to its highest ability in the new ornaments. So
yeah,
Destiny.
I think it's going to go quicker based on the way that they describe it. We'll see. The big thing that everybody's talking about is the fact that the armor is only going to last a year. Right.
Yeah.
Now that they have sunsetting implemented. So a lot of people are sort of bummed about that. But then the glows, so the glowy armor look, that is going to be a universal ornament set from the Eververse that you can buy with either silver or bright dust. And it will change your glow to match whatever subclass you happen to have equipped. And later on, when Beyond Light comes out, it will also include the Beyond Light Stasis subclass in the future. This was a direct reaction to feedback from the previous event where, like, you know, you paid for armor glows, you can't use anything, and that was a bummer for a lot of people. So here's the trailer. What is our reaction to this really quick? I think it's good, but I don't like that you have to pay for it. Travis, how do you react to it? Just what are your thoughts? Travis, we lost your mic. So Paris, I'm going to go to you first.
I could hear him the whole time.
That's because you guys are in Discord, but he turned off his VMAX mic. Yeah. So Paris, what do you think of the Solstice of Heroes stuff?
Well, it's like you're saying. The fact that you have to buy the ornaments is kind of a bummer coming into this, but they obviously listened to some of the feedback from last year with the event, so they wanted to make sure that it was accessible to everyone. So this is kind of the compromise of both things. I just think overall, especially with the delay for Beyond Light, it's good that this is happening, but like you said, I think it's going to end very quickly. So we're once again going to hit that point where, all right, now what do we do? That's the unfortunate thing with the delay, because this actually would have timed itself perfectly leading us into Beyond Light. But now we're going to have a couple month extra gap. So I am concerned about that once this event is over. But the event itself, hey, it is what it is. It can be fun. But like you're saying, having to go through Eververse to make sure that you're getting this stuff is a slight bummer.
Yeah, it's not obviously not ideal.
Can you, Travis? Hear me now?
We can hear you. All right.
Nice. Okay, cool. Good.
I'm glad we got it fixed just in time. So what are your thoughts about the whole situation with having to buy glows in the Eververse with Bright Duster Silver? Do you like that? Personally, I would have loved to see them be earnable. Yes, you can get the armor, but that's going to go away, right? I guess you could earn Bright Dust, but I really think they need to look at the Bright Dust economy and how we earn Bright Dust, because it's only through bounties as far as I know currently. Yeah. I would love to see them sort of revisit the Bright Dust economy. What are your thoughts about the armor and the ways that we can earn it?
Yeah, so the armor looks cool to me, but the thing I really don't like about this event so far is that the trailer kind of looked like a trailer for the Eververse store. Like, you just see everybody with all these new emotes. We know those aren't going to be earnable, right? Anything that's kind of purely cosmetic, they sell. And all of the glows, which are kind of the coolest part of the armor, are for sale. And so, you know, this seems to me like it's going to be a heavily Eververse slanted event. And then you're going to be able to grind the old zone that we've done for the past 2 years for this event, and earn some armor that will be relevant in a year. I'm not so concerned about the irrelevant armor, because honestly, who uses armor after a year? You know, we're going to have raid armor this fall from the new raid. So, you know, everybody's going to be rocking that. And I'm sure there's going to be things that are better to use. So I'm not so worried about that. But this event, I kind of wonder, like, what's the point? You know, like, look, they're all just using like some cool emotes and glows and stuff. And it's basically like, you know, it's like an advertisement for like a Memorial Day shopping sale that they're having. You know, it's not anything that I get super excited about, to be honest.
Yeah, they've gotten really heavy with advertising the Eververse. Most of the stuff that we see in these trailers are Eververse based. And I guess my feedback for Bungie is, I mean, okay, please make them earnable with Bright Dust. I never have bought a single thing from the store. I know a lot of people do. Obviously, that is one way that they make their revenue. But for me, I would really love to see them fix the Bright Dust economy, basically, so that if I want to earn it, what is that time threshold that it's going to take me to earn it? And just make it more than just bounties. Because right now, I'm just so sick of the bounty system, and that is a point of feedback that they're already addressing. So I would love to see them sort of refine what's going on there with just everything being, all the coolest stuff is in the Eververse, right? They want me to spend my Bright Dust. I have 40,000 Bright Dust. Every once in a while, there is a thing where I'm like, okay, I really want that emote, and I'll buy it with the Bright Dust. But then I wait till I'm back up to 40K. Because one of these days, they're just going to have like a bunch of stuff that I want. I know it. Like these glows. This is something that's enticing enough that, yes, I might spend some of my Bright Dust. How much do you guys think they should cost? Bright Dust and Silver.
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, ideally, they shouldn't cost any silver, right? Like, we should be able to earn the stuff in game like fairly easily if you do the event, or you should just be able to buy it. But
the armor, you can. It'll last 1 year, and then, you know, so there's that to consider. Yeah.
Well, I think the fact that this is the way that you're obtaining it, and you're not just doing it by playing the game, it should be very cheap to do. Mm-hmm. But it's also funneling you into the Eververse store, so you see something else shiny, you potentially may buy it. I mean, obviously, this is just the necessary evil of these type of games where they have to monetize it somehow. I personally look at this as, this is just a legacy thing that they're obviously going to have to change when we get into Beyond Light. I think the biggest thing they can do during this time gap is to get out there and communicate some of the change. Here's the change that we're having to Bright Dust. Here's how the Eververse store is going to work. You know, here's, you know, how you can obtain these ornaments, things just by playing the game. That's the biggest thing they have to do. Because look, let's just be real. We're about to have a serious content drought for the next couple of months. It's, you know, this was supposed to just walk us right into Beyond Light. And obviously, that's not going to happen now. So I think the month of September and October, they really need to get out in front with the communication and just kind of let us know how they're going to change the way that we're interacting with this game and purchasing things, you know, with Beyond Light.
Yeah, for sure. And this is the first week that I actually didn't sign on beyond the storytelling beat. We have 5 more weeks of that. And then, to your point, Paris, we're going to be going into that big content drought. I'm wondering if the incentivization to do the new event is going to be that that's where we're going to obtain the new exotic. I haven't data mined anything, so I don't know. Travis, I know you look up all that stuff. Do you have any insight there?
I don't think it is, and that's kind of unfortunate because I would really like there to be something substantial that, you know, is going to stick with us forever to do this event. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that it's coming. I know we have one more exotic, but it's, I think the data mines are tied to some sort of quest that's near the end, kind of like the final act leading into Beyond Light. There's going to be something involving that that will give an exotic. So it's cool that they still have something in their back pocket, but it does make me wonder, like, what's the thing that we're really chasing during this event? And that doesn't really feel like they've explained it aside from, hey, spend some real life money on this cool thing that we made. So
yeah, I already hit the you know, base power cap on all my characters, so I'm good there. Like I grinded really, really hard, and now it's just like, all right, on Tuesday, am I going to do this for an armor set that's only gonna be good for a year, that's probably not gonna have good stat rolls? I am, because I it's nice to have an excuse to play, but I think I'm just gonna like eviscerate the content. I'll be done with it by Wednesday or Thursday.
Right.
And it goes, how long does it go? I'm sure it says in the trailer, August 11th to September 8th. So it goes, I don't even need to eviscerate it. I could probably just sign on and do it a few times near the end of the event too, if I need.
Unless they time gate it, which they might. We like know that they like to do that sometimes. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of smart.
I hope they don't. I actually hope they don't. I mean, that's because now you're purposely just dragging out something that's content light. I'd rather them allow me to make the choice that, hey, I know there isn't a lot here. I'll take my time with it. But if I want to rush through it, I should have that option too.
Oh, I'm 100% with you, but this is Destiny, my friend. Like they really liked it. I wouldn't be surprised if you could earn one piece of armor per week and you had to log on for 5 weeks to get the set or whatever, you know? So I hope I'm wrong. I'd be happy to be wrong and just be able to pick a TV show and watch it while I just grind through it for 2 days. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you're wrong too, just for the simple fact that this isn't the type of coveted items that I need going into Beyond Light. I'm not like, man, I got to get this armor so when I go into Beyond Light, I can be ready. Or like, hey, if I get it, great. If I don't, that's okay too.
Yeah, and here's a look at the armor in case anybody was curious. This is with the glows, and I'm just going to kind of go through for our visual watchers. You got, this is what the base set looks like, and it'll have like a clear glow on it, right? Then if you want to go to the Eververse with Bright Dust or Silver, you could purchase the glows. Here are all the other things that, as far as we know, are available in the store via Bright Dust, and I really, 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 really like that spaceship. That is like one of the first spaceships I've seen, and I'm like, I want that, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, but that is my reaction to seeing it. It's good if you got
some silver to spend,
right? And then later, when Beyond Light comes out, those universal ornaments will have this. To go back to our price point topic, I'll just throw my 2 cents in the hat. I think it's going to be, 1,000 silver. Right, which is usually what it is.
$10.
And then 5,000 bright dust for big items like ships, I believe. I'll Google it really quick. How much bright dust for spaceships?
For spaceships.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an interesting thing to have in your Google search history. out of context.
All the search results are how to earn bright dust, but anyway. Yeah.
I think you're probably right. I think they could really gouge us on this and make it like $20 to get like the full set of the ornaments, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. I can't hop into the game right now, so I'm trying to find it. There's consumables. Okay, Gleaming Boon of the Crucible. It's a legendary consumable that is 500 bright dust. Shaders are 40. Armor ornaments are 1,200 bright dust. That's actually not that bad. This article is from Attack of the Fanboy, and it's from March 10, 2020. So if it's 1,200, that's fine. I'll absolutely pay that. Here's an exotic weapon ornament for 1,250. That's actually really good. Ships are 2,000. Sparrows are 2,500. Exotic emotes are 3,350. This is as of March, so this article is quoting March. And ghost shells are 2,850. So if you're trying to get my bright dust, sure, You can have it, but I am not paying $10 for that spaceship. Yeah.
So for the armor though, 1,200 per ornament, you assume you're gonna have to buy that 5 times on each character, right? So that adds up pretty quickly.
It's a universal ornament, right? So
one per piece of armor though.
Oh, you're Bungie. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be about 6,000 bright dust.
Yeah. So for a full set, 1,200 times 5, 6,000, right? No, wait, 6. Head, arms, chest, legs, mark 5. I'm done.
Yep.
all right. So you're looking, if you have to do that on every character, that's 18,000 bright dust for the glows on all your characters. That's too much. If it's universal and it does work across character, great. I would have preferred if it was like, if it's like 1,000 per piece, I don't know.
Anyway. I think they might do it across all characters. So you just have to buy it once. So I think 6,000 will probably be the cap there. But
I feel like I'm just being a little bit silly, but I just wish it was like a little bit more narrow. The other topic we were going to talk about real quick was, ornaments going forward, or how is transmog going to work? What is that going to look like? And I did see a suggestion online this week about how I think it would work best. But I want to throw it to you guys. Have you given any thought to how this should function, or what do you think best practices are going to be? And what would be the worst case scenario with transmog? Starting with you, Travis.
Yeah. I know we've talked about this on previous episodes, and I can't really remember where we ended up, but this is a delicate one for me, because I could see a lot of ways for this to go really badly. And the main one is that Destiny has always struggled for, you know, the 7 years or whatever it's been that they've been around, with currency and the way that they treat currency to do very simple things. And I think the worst thing they could do is make it really difficult to use this really cool thing that they have called transmog by gating it behind a bunch of different currencies that we then have to obtain. Or if it's just, you know, bleeding us of glimmer, and for some reason we're glimmer farming again, or we're, you know, spending, like, God forbid, a new currency just to do transmog. I think that's worst case scenario. But if they make it simple, like they've kind of done with some of the ornaments now, I think it could be really cool. Just something where you can apply it, and it's kind of like pulling something from your collection. It's very like low effort, doesn't require a ton of materials. It costs some, but it's not really a high barrier of entry, and allows you to just kind of play with the stuff that you have in your collection. I think if they can nail that, that'll be cool, but I could see them really using this as another way to like get players in the weeds and give them another thing that they have to chase. Oh, you want a transmog? Well, get a transmog coin by running trials or whatever. And that would just be, please God, no.
Don't give them ideas. Don't give them ideas. Right, yeah. That's gave me a mini panic attack hearing that. Paris, what about you? Do you have any ideas about how this would be best implemented if you were the designer behind the curtain, what would you ideally recommend to the team?
Honestly, I would tie it to just something as simple as glimmer, because I think that it shouldn't be a thing that you have to chase. Once you actually have obtained the armor that you want to quote unquote upgrade to the cosmetic one that you want to look like, just charge me glimmer for it. Or like you're saying, if it is another planetary material or something like that, make it universal across the board and make it easy to obtain. That there shouldn't be a transmog quest, so to speak. This is clearly designed to just be cosmetic so that we can have our quote unquote Destiny fashion show and show off our Guardian the way that we want to look, versus I have to go do a raid, I have to go through trials and go flawless just to be able to look the way I want to look. So look, I'm not trying to give them ideas, you know, like you said before, but my fear is they're going to introduce a new currency into the game for transmog. I would hope, for the community's sake, they just make it as simple and easy as possible, which would be glimmer. Just charge me glimmer. Charge me glimmer. That's something I can easily be obtained by playing the game, and let that be the way that I choose to look the way I want to look in the game.
Yeah.
Sorry, Paris. They're bringing back strange coins, motes of light. You're going to have to go to zero every time you want to transmog.
Grandmaster Nightfalls. I know. It's all coming. Yeah.
I think Glimmer would be great, or even just like a low cost legendary shard. Having played on a lower level account, getting to see what that experience was like, it was really interesting because you just don't have anything when you start. So as soon as you start getting like purples that are lower, that you don't want to spend resources to buy the upgrade module, if you know what you're doing, it's not that overwhelming. But if you don't know what you're doing, you have no clue about all the currencies and it's a little confusing. And I definitely think that's something they need to convey. The suggestion that I saw online, I don't remember who wrote it, but I really, really like this idea. It was, it should utilize your collections, right? And you should be able to simply apply whatever from your collections. If it's Glimmer or if it's Legendary Shards, that's totally fine. I already know one of the looks that I want to go for. But the fact that you have all these assets in the game already, it's taking up bandwidth, it's taking up memory. Let us utilize the looks and all of these things in the game to make our Guardians look great. I'm glad they're working on it. I'm glad they finally said transmog. And I can't wait to try it out and like just make my Hunter and Titan and Warlock all look exactly how I want them to. And the designers have spent so much time just making excellent looking gear. It is just a damn shame that it's just sitting there in our collections and we can't like look the way we want to look. You know, I had this black armory, like the tiger face thing that the Titan has. It just looks so cool. And or like even the previous season, the look of armor, I really, really like that too from the previous Solstice of Heroes. Anyway, yeah. That's...
And they also, they have fashion shows. Like, that's a thing that Bungie does all the time. And then they there's no way to actually make your fashion a viable build in Destiny right now. So hopefully that will change and you can, every day will be fashion day. You don't have to put on a 940 light item to look cool, you know?
Yeah, I would absolutely love that. In addition, one thing we forgot to mention, they talked about upgrading your set and what you're going to need to do to get the Magnificent set. You're going to need to complete a Night for All ordeal on Master Difficulty, complete a Nightmare Hunt, complete Pit of Heresy, win 7 Trials of Osiris matches. And that's also one of the things for the seal this season. So that's kind of like knocking out two things with one if you haven't done it already. And then complete a Tier 5 Altar of Sorrow 3 times. That's not that hard because once you get to Tier 5, you can just do it a few times, right? You can get there pretty quick once you have a crew. That doesn't seem totally overwhelming. I feel like I can knock that all out definitely in the first week if they allow us to. And I am glad to have new content, though.
Yeah.
Paris, real quick, I think that's all we had to talk about this episode. But Paris, where can people find you? You're on Twitter. Where's the best place for people to see your stuff?
Sure. So Twitter is easy. That's at Vicious696. I also am a part of a gaming podcast called Gamertag Radio. So search for us on Spotify, iTunes, you know, wherever you grab your podcast, we're there. And I'm also on YouTube. Just search my name, P-A-R-R-I-S, and you'll find my YouTube channel.
Cool. And Travis, still a Tie Guy Travis?
That's me.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much again for joining us, Paris. Commenters, let us know what you think about the event, what you think about Bright Dust versus Silver, etc. But that's it for this episode. So until next time, everybody, Guardians out.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit palace?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.